Well, hard fought win. Again, credit our guys for hanging in there. We didn't start the way we wanted to, obviously, but kept battling. That's a good football team. They're well coached. They got a lot of good players. And, I thought we just hung in there and made some plays when we needed to. I thought defensively did a good job in the red zone, keeping them off the board there in the red zone, caused the turnover. They kind of jump-started us there in the third quarter. I thought we hit the quarterback and affected him a lot today on defense. And, the offense, again, didn't start how we wanted to, but I think we eventually figured out how to run it. And then made some chunk plays, certainly in the passing game, that helped us. So, football season after Thanksgiving, and I think our guys are kind of starting to figure some things out here. Still got a long way to go, a lot to learn, but, I think we've made some strides.
Josh, I got to imagine you're pleased with giving up one touchdown, three sacks by Chandler Jones, like you said, winning the third down battle, keeping him out of the end zone. What went into that today?
Yeah. We were a little bit more aggressive. Pat really called a good game. I thought the defensive staff did a nice job of putting together a plan today that, we could kind of keep him off balance a little bit, play a little bit more man-to-man coverage, went after him a little bit in the blitz game. We tried to get him into some situations where it wasn't, second and three and second and two, where they basically can do whatever they want. So, I thought we forced some longer yardage situations where our guys could really kind of pin their ears back and pass rush. And thought Tillery showed up again inside Bilal. Some of those guys really kept the middle of the pocket compressed so our edge guys could make some plays. And again, it's a complimentary pass defense. It doesn't work if you don't, if you're not tight in coverage and you don't, stop them from making those quick throws, then the rush sometimes can't get there. So I thought our guys did a decent job in coverage too.
Josh, I know you haven't seen the film, but in all three phases, it appeared that was probably the best performance so far of the team this year. Got smiles out of everybody, even when things weren't going good, including you. Is this the team, obviously a long ways to go, but where you envisioned in July, I think this is what we can be?
Yeah, I think every week's its own week, and this week's obviously going to be a very unique one for us. But I think, when you start out, you have to have an idea of what you want it to be like and what you want it to look like when you're doing it right. And, you never play a perfect game in football. It's an imperfect game. But I think that the way we compete, how tough and physical we're attempting to play in all three phases, again, I think we ran the ball well. I thought we stopped the run, decent today. And then, I thought we covered kicks, and all three of those things are, what we point to when we talk about toughness. And so I think our team has really bought in and believed in the way to try to win that way. And I think you start to see some of the fruit, of their labor here as we're moving through the season.
Along those lines, obviously complimentary football. But when you have a guy like Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs, another 100 for Josh, 177 for Davante, how much does that just take that operation and take it to a whole other level?
It takes it to another level, that's for sure. I think when you when you talk about those two guys, whenever you call something that, they have a good chance of touching the football, you feel pretty good about it, and they're the reason for that. They come through over and over and over again in critical situations, and I thought Josh made a lot of hard yards today. I mean, it wasn't like they were like, gaping holes that he ran through and wasn't touched. I thought he really, fought his way through the line of scrimmage and kept his legs going and really had an opportunity to churn out a few hard yards. And then Tay just, what do you say? He just, keeps doing it over and over again. And, Derek gave him some chances and he comes down with them, So two really, really gifted football players.
Derek seems to be really active at the line of scrimmage recently. And, I know sometimes we take it for granted. This is, however many offenses he's played in. And you always think, he's the quarterback. He's going to master things just like that. But is it a growth for him learning your offense and then being able to manage it the way he has at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, definitely. I think, he works extremely hard. And, they present a lot of issues relative to communication. And probably the thing I was the most proud of today, I don't know if I'm 100% right on this, but we didn't get sacked and we didn't lose a yard in the running game, did we? And offensively, this is a defense that they create issues before you even snap the ball because they line up in so many different unique alignments and fronts and locations. And then you got Derwin James hovering around there somewhere. And then they pressure and blitz. And, you know, that was a huge key for us last week, is to be able to get up there, identify what we're talking about, what we're going to block, and then get a hat and a hat and give our offense an opportunity. And I thought Derek really did a good job of studying film, taking the coaching this week, and then applying it along with Andre and the entire offensive line, tight end, fullback. I thought they really kept the runners clean, at least to get to the line of scrimmage. And then I thought they did a good job of protecting Derek.
Usually have 24 hours to enjoy a win, but I imagine that's probably cut in half with the Thursday game. Does that process start right now to start looking ahead?
Yeah, it's Wednesday night. You know, so we just told him in there, it's Wednesday night for us. You know, you do at least one of these a year, maybe, you know, once in a while you do a second one, but, you know, it is what it is. We knew this was on the schedule. It's not a surprise. The coaches did a great job of working ahead, Friday, Saturday, and probably a little bit this morning, just to prepare and be ready to go for tomorrow morning. And, you know, you just, you know, the great thing about a Thursday game is both teams are in the same boat, you know, so we're going to cram, they're going to cram, and nobody's going to do a whole lot physically in the next few days, and try to get as healthy as we can get, and then go out there Thursday with as much energy as we can bring, and then, you know, go play the best football we can on Thursday night.
Long way to go, but your team has played its way into playing for something now. How proud are you that they didn't hang their heads and they kept at it and they've worked their way into this spot?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely proud of them. You know, we never really discussed records or, you know, where we stood, or we're not going to do it this week either. You know, and reality is, you know, nothing's been decided. Nobody's, you know, this or that or in or out or whatever. And it's really just about playing and coaching your best football. And if you can do that and improve, I really believe that, you know, the teams that are ultimately going to earn the right to keep playing are the ones that play the best after Thanksgiving. And so that's our goal each week, is we're going to try to figure out a way to do that and hopefully keep stringing them together.
Coach Nate Hobbs' return was today. How did you feel about his presence on the football field, as well as some of the younger players that were up, like Sam Webb and Isaiah Palamau?
Yeah, we used every one of them. It's great to have Nate back. You know, Nate's a unique guy, brings a skill set that is super competitive, great toughness. You know, I thought he did a good job of matching some of their receivers tightly in man-to-man coverage, tackles, just plays with a great, you know, effort on every snap. And, yeah, we had a lot of young guys out there, you know, Dylan, Thayer, Isaiah, Sam, Luke, you know, Matthew Butler, you know, so Zamir. So, I mean, there's, you know, I think that's what this time of the year is about. You know, you can never predict who's going to, you know, be banged up and, you know, not able to play. And guys are always ready. They're all preparing to play every week. And I think a lot of those guys stepped up when their numbers were called today.
Josh, when this team wasn't winning, nobody took shots. Nobody gave whispers and took shots at you. They just kept believing in you. So as a man, 3 wins in a row, what's it mean to you that these guys believed in you and trusted you?
I mean, obviously that speaks to their character. You know, and we've always just tried to be consistent with our approach, win, lose, or draw. We're not going to change that this week because we've won, you know, we won today or we won 3 in a row. I think if you treat them with respect and continue to try to help them improve as football players, I don't know what else they could really ask of you. You know, give us a chance to improve and get better, and try to provide them with a plan that gives them a chance to win. And that's always worked for me wherever I've been, and I've seen a lot of great people utilize that. And I think our players are just, you know, I think we have a great group. I mean, our captains are phenomenal. I've said that over and over again, but we have a lot of great guys in that locker room that continue to work hard and believe and improve, and they've never doubted it. You know, I mean, look, when you lose, nobody likes the feeling, you know, but I think how you respond to it's probably more important than winning, you know. So we responded, I think, you know, the right way, and now we've kind of figured out some things and have more to figure out going forward.
Thank you, Coach.
You got it. Thank you.